What's up, everybody? It's me, Roger here. Opening up a really misty. Like, I don't know if you see that. Ooh. It's probably fine, but like it's a good sound. A little Diet Coke, a little DC. End of the work day. End of the work week. Doing your Greg way for today. I recorded one yesterday in my car. Didn't like it. So now we're doing this. I like this shot. We never get to use the shot. I know this is an audio thing as well as a video, but this is the other side of the studio where it has the robot jib and all the cool work stuff behind us and equipment. But I am recording this to talk to you guys about woodworking. Yay! I've been taking a woodworking class down on the coast of California. I don't know. Little ways away drive every Thursday for the last 6 weeks. And wanted to talk to you guys about, like, trying to find things outside of work to kind of motivate you and get you through the week and having things to look forward to and classes and enriching your brain. You know, it's something that I've been really thinking about, right? I mean, ever since I moved here across the country from, you know, my support system in New York all the way here where I just kind of just had me and my girlfriend for a while. So it's always been a struggle to, like, try to figure out what am I going to be able to lean on and what are the healthy ways that I can deal with my stress and maybe the loneliness or what ways can I meet new people and enrich my brain. I think that's kind of been the biggest thing in the last few months is enrichment of my brain. I lost all the weight, lost the 50, 60 pounds or whatever it was, trying to keep that off, even though I have not been working out and eating real bad this few weeks, but hey, that's life, that's whatever. But I've been trying to make sure that my brain isn't crumbling when I'm scrolling and looking at the internet and hopelessly addicted as much as I'm sure all y'all are to certain degrees when it comes to the internet and social media and video games and all that jazz. So trying to figure out something outside of all that that I can literally turn off my phone and just do. So I started taking this woodworking class. Woodworking has been something that I have always wanted to do. I actually did a little bit of it in school. We made like little like pocket cars or whatever, like race cars. I don't know, small little cars, and we did a race. That was cool. Don't remember anything about doing that class. The thing I do remember is sanding. Sanded a lot of stuff. Everything was pretty much by hand. There was very little like machinery that we were using. And then now I actually took a VPED class. I went to school for design at FIT, Fashion Institute of Technology. They have a great graphic design and design course. And part of that, they put you through a bunch of different curriculum, right? You have to try different mediums, packaging, graphic design. And then they had VPED, which was Visual Presentation Exhibition Design. Which essentially you would end up, if you want to go down that course, you would end up at the ending where you are basically like working for companies making like the Macy's storefronts and all that stuff. So like if you walk down Fifth Ave and you look in the windows, oh my gosh, you're going to see a ton of VPED. It's really, really cool stuff. I have some friends that do that now and it's awesome. So I took that class for a little bit and I was enjoying it. Bad at it, awful at it, awful, so bad at it. And then, of course, it was 2020, so then I finished that class having done maybe a month of actual work on machines and using wood, woodworking skills. So that kind of, like, that boat flew away, and now I, you know, got the job at Kind of Funny, moved across the country, and I was aching for something to do with my life, something to enrich myself. Found this course. It was pretty hard to get into in terms of like I had to be there the moment it opened. It's at an adult school, which is really cool. So it's a high school that at the nighttime turns into an adult school. So they have like jewelry making and pottery, and they have like also like, you know, technical classes and schools and courses for people that are trying to get certifications at the nighttime, which is really cool. But this woodworking class is just for adults, right? Like it is just 30 somethings that I thought it was going to be like 60, 70 year old people coming through, but no, it's 30 something year olds, you know, hanging out. We're making a side table, which is really cool. So yeah, I can do it to any dimension I want, but I ended up focusing on trying to get something for right next to my couch. So I have this perfect little nook that I got the dimensions and I got it right there. I have issues personally with like seeing the end goal of something, right? Like for some things that I really know and I've done a million times, I can see the end goal, of course, you know, fucking thumbnail. It doesn't matter. I'll figure it out. You know what I mean? Like I can see the vision as I go. When I'm trying something for the first time, it is very hard for me to envision me getting to the end point, right? Like I have a lot of issues even with decorating my house when we started renting in San Francisco, and it was like our first, this honestly is me and my significant other's like first real adult like home that we it's not a home, it's, you know, a floor of a house, but it's still like our first like, oh my gosh, we're gonna make this cozy, we're gonna decorate, we're gonna like really put in money and make this nice. And I just have so much trouble seeing the end goal. Leanza is able to see it and like be like, oh well, if we put this, you know, coffee table here, it's gonna look like this way. And I see, and she's able to like kind of like in her mind's eye figure it all out, and I am just unable. I'm like, this is gonna be a disaster, right? Like this is going to look the way it is right now forever. I just have such a bad, I just can't do that. But woodworking is kind of making me trust the process a little bit more, which has been nice. It's been terrifying in the first few weeks of like cutting wood and being like, I have no idea why I'm cutting this fucking wood. I don't know what I'm doing with this wood. I'm following instructions, but like, I don't fully understand it. But the last few weeks I've had to push myself to ask questions and engage, right? The setup of the class is 15 students and three teachers. So that's a really good ratio, right? So you're able to pull people aside, you're able to talk to them. And I've grown a really good rapport with one of the teachers. And the last class I pulled them aside. I was like, hey, I don't understand any of this. Like, I don't understand this. I don't understand this. I don't understand why I'm doing this. I don't understand the numbers associated with this. Can you explain to me why we're doing it? And he was more than helpful. He was super excited to explain it all to me. And I learned that lesson of like, okay, well, if I'm stuck in the process, if I don't understand what the process is, or, you know, that I'm going to get to the other side, instead of freaking out that, hey, this four pieces of wood is all I'm going to have by the ending of this course, I need to lean on other people and I need to talk to them and then figure out the best, then talk to them and ask them questions. And that will inherently lead to the end point, which is, okay, I have a side table, you know, I'm able to finish this project and understand the process as I go. So that's been good. This last class was awesome. We've been learning the table saw. We've been learning the jointer, the planer. The jointer and the planer essentially get your rough wood flat into a usable state, and then you can cut it, glue it together, and then now it's rough again. You have to do the whole thing process again, but I'm getting it, I'm understanding it, and it's scratching that, I feel like, itch that I have in my brain that I think a lot of guys end up having, where it's like, it's like, oh, you know what, I'm just gonna move to Oregon and, you know, have a shed and whittle wood all day, even though I don't know what that means. But I do like the idea of working with my hands, right? When you work in a field where, you know, it is all digital, right? It is just me editing behind a computer all day, and that's great, I love it. But it's inherently like, I'm not working with my hands, I'm not doing anything physical. So this scratches that itch. It scratches the itch of also meeting new people that are not interested in video games whatsoever. It is awesome to like talk to people and like, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, hey, I do this video podcast thing. They're like, oh, I don't know anything about video games at all. It's great. I love that. I really do like thrive in those situations of like just being able to talk to a normal human being and feel like, okay, well, I can just make friends that are outside of the industry. I can make friends that are just normal people that are like selling insurance. Like I crave that sometimes, and it's hard to find that, especially with like even Bumble BFF, which is an app that I've used before. For guys, it's hard, but like even more so, like you tend to like find the groups of people that your profile invites, right? So you tend to find nerdy people, and that's great. That's all awesome. But sometimes it's nice to just talk to not nerdy people and just be like, oh, this is cool. It reminds me of just of high school, or it reminds me of going to school. And that's, I think, where I'm getting back at this. It's nice to go back to school. It's nice to have a class to rely on and not have to worry about having to create a Bumble BFF date and just let things happen naturally. Because when I was in high school and college, I think I was the happiest in terms of social situations because it was just given to you. It's so easy to make those friends. But yeah, that has been your Greg Way for... What's today's date?
16th.
The 16th of February. I was going to say the year, but that's not how you do it. No, I was going to be like, it's the 15th of fucking February. I mean, of whatever. I'm falling apart, everybody. Bye. Say bye, Kevin.